She's winding up. She's getting to second, but Pride of Jenny at the 200. My goodness, 15 in front. Declan Bates goes for the whip, riding a ride out. There's no need. This is a demolition job. Pride of Jenny in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. My, oh, my.
G'day, listeners. Episode 3 of our return to podcasting here at Triple J Racing Weekly. I'm joined by a good mate of mine again, Bryce Parker from the Sunshine State. How you going there, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Looking forward to the weekend. If I'm not wrong, I think it's the last weekend of the season, isn't it? That's a wrap.
It's the last one, mate, before the yearlings turn two, and then we have a new racing season on the doorstep. So looking forward to that. And on that note, last weekend's racing, I'm looking forward to this racing season coming to a close. The way I had my punting last weekend, it was absolutely diabolical. So it was a good thing on your side of things. You tipped up Consenza, which got a good run there in the Tab Highway, $4.50 a place, and Darcy Andermill down there at Morphaville tipped up at $11. So well done to you, mate.
Yeah, cheers, mate. A couple of good results there. I did forget to jump on Darcy, but yeah, it was a good win. They placed it well, scraped home, and yeah, the highway placing is definitely going to win one soon. It's come out of a good race, and I think that was, yeah, I reckon it bumped into a pretty smart one that day.
Absolutely. Well, I actually had no money left to get on Darcy Andermill at the end of the day, so that makes two of us. But looking back on last weekend, it was obviously extremely tough conditions there with the wind in Sydney, and Flemington came up with a really, really wet track in the end. So, you know, there's sort of a couple of things there that we've got to be mindful of when we're taking that form forward. And there was a couple of really disappointing performances as well with Pure Alpha. I think, you know, one big thing for that horse was the big weight and being exposed in the wind early. And I want to know what your thoughts were on King of the Castle, because I can't make many excuses for that horse. I thought it had the run of the race, had every opportunity, and then just didn't have much zing late.
Yeah, I'd be guilty in saying 300 or 400 out. I was all but declaring it, mate. I thought it was going to romp in. It travelled fine in the run as well. I thought it was dead set going to win easily. I'm not too sure. Sometimes they just don't go, do they? It had perfect running transit, had perfect setup, had money for it late. Couldn't have ticked any more boxes. Conditions usually fine. Yeah, not sure, mate. Bit of a head scratch of that one. Put it down to just a really poor run.
It was just one of those weekends where there's just some results that you looked at and you thought, I did not see that coming. And another thing that I heard Lizzie Jelce mention on the coverage on the weekend was, you know, when we've had all these heavy tracks lately and really soft tracks, and then you finally get a dry track and some of the horses just don't handle it. I mean, I still think the track would have had a plenty of give on the weekend, so I don't want to give too many excuses for King of the Castle. He's obviously a better horse on a wet track, but I know, man, you had a chat after the weekend's racing and we thought that many horses might have just hit the end of their campaign. So I guess we'll go with that one. Have you got a horse to follow for listeners out of the weekend's racing?
Yeah, I jumped off it. Honestly, mate, I jumped off it this prep. I haven't really been on it, but I was a fan of it early doors, and I'm disappointed I haven't stuck with it. But Jedibil is absolutely flying. This horse is airborne. It hasn't missed the top two this prep. You'd obviously be familiar with it, but its last win was probably its best. 2.5 length win, beating Contemporary, Iona Merc in that race, In Flight. All of those have been heavily backed horses all through their preps. I know Iona Merc's had just about the country's worth money on it for its for a couple of its runs. Contemporary's always in the market, and In Flight was smashed in betting, looking for four in a row. So that's a pretty handy horse, mate. I think that's beat up a decent field there, even if a few of them might have been coming to the end of their prep. And Jedibil has been up for ages. So, yeah, I was really impressed by that, mate. I think that's a really good horse.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, the horse has been up for ages, but it has some serious ability there. And I guess that was another one where the candle went out on the weekend, In Flight. I know that I sort of went against the horse in a couple of those other results where it bolted in, and then I jumped on the weekend. So maybe it was me that stopped In Flight, but I think that one goes down as another one end of preparation, and then the wet tracks are sort of caught up with the horse. My horse to follow is actually out of the trials from yesterday. A horse called Davikar. It's a 2-year-old deep field filly trained by Annabelle Neesham. It's actually out of a mare called Think Blue, who had a good five, six wins to its name as well, with 400,000 in prize money. So it's out of a good family. And the horse sat near the rear, sort of just trucked up behind him and took the fence and won the trial really well under what I would call light riding. And it wasn't the quickest 2-year-old trial of the morning, but it was one of them. And I just think Davy Carr's certainly a horse to follow. First trial against some nice horses, and I'm sure we'll be making its debut soon. So hopefully listeners can put Davy Carr into the black book. Triple J racing runners, mate. We've got two going around on Sunday. Mackenzie goes around at the Sapphire Coast, race six in a 1200 meter maiden. I think he's going to be really well suited down there with Lee McGorian riding, and we've also got Dirty Merchant racing at Muswellbrook, so he's got a wide barrier to contend with. But I think both of those will be sort of winning in top three chances on Sunday, which will be good. And we'll get into the serious side of things now, mate, with some selections for the weekend. Again, we're covering about four racetracks for punters, so hopefully we've done some good solid form. Randwick, mate, on the weekend, we're expecting a good four. The rail's at 12 metres. How do you expect that track to play?
Is this the first race meeting this year? It's been in the good. I actually passed through because we were saying this last year. Sure, I think again. I'm just gonna stick with on speed because I feel like it's more on speed than not. They won't be fan wide. The track should be pretty fine, mate. So yeah, I'm keen to see how it plays. It's been a while since it's been a genuinely good four track. So I'm not too sure. Going in with a pretty open mind. How about you?
I do apologise there, listeners. I think my internet there is a little bit unstable. So if you couldn't understand what Bryce was saying, hopefully he can just back some winners and then the track doesn't matter in the end. But my thoughts on the track, 12-metre rail, obviously, last meeting the rail was out pretty far as well. And I thought that, it was pretty hard to make up ground. So with the rail going out further, drying conditions, I believe it's going to be very, very hard to make up ground on the weekend. I think it won't be a travelator, mate, but I think there's going to be a major advantage for horses to be on the fence and certainly up on the speed. And there's only 1 to 6 mils of rain predicted tomorrow. So if anything, we should still be on a good four or just into the soft five range. And yeah, Caulfield, good four, rail out 4 meters, 2 to 9 mils on Saturday. So we could be expecting rain, unfortunately, through the Melbourne card again. But you're going to kick things off, mate. Race two, the Tab Highway over the 1800 meters, class three. Who do you like here?
Yeah, strongly with the favourite. I don't usually go with favourites in highways. I think there's always value, but Field of Moments ready to win. Really nice win, three starts back, $1.24. So they don't send them into that often. And then second again to Cranky Harry, who admittedly I was keen to play Field of Moment each way. Cranky Harry far too good, but I think this is a much easier race. You look through the dangers here and there's not a whole lot. You know, if a girl's best friend's in the market at tens, then you're a decent chance. No respect to that horse, but yeah, one a tricky one to catch. So looking at the dangers on paper, there's not a whole lot, mate. I think this is a very weak highway, weakest we've seen in ages. $3.20 is probably as short as I'd want, but yeah, any luck from barrier eight, I can see that winning this and winning this comfortably, as long as it isn't too deep into its preps, probably my only concern.
I completely agree, and I think the big thing for Field of the Moment on the weekend is the horse likes to roll forward and not go to the rear. Horses like Amaranth, they're really nice horses, but they get themselves far back in races, and they already give themselves a tough job, and now the rail's at 12 metres. And I think that the other good runners in that race away from Field of the Moment are horses that are probably going to go back to the rear. So one thing for Field of the Moment is it hasn't run 1800 meters. However, I think the tempo in this race is actually not too strong. So I think it'll get a soft run in transit and be very hard to beat, mate. So certainly agree with you there. Race three, I've got one. The Midway Benchmark 72. I'm actually pretty keen on a runner from the absolute car park here, mate. November Falls, Barrier 19, $3.50. It's obviously going to be a handlebars job for me out there, and sometimes drawn wide over the Randwick 1600 meters isn't too bad because you get that whole back straight to work with. She's had a really long preparation, and obviously going from wet tracks to dry tracks, that's probably the concern. But we're talking about an on-pace horse with a 12-meter rail, which will certainly help if she gets across. She obviously had that third to Charming Legend, who I had a really big opinion of last start, and also placed in three midways either side of a 3.5 length benchmark 78 seventh in. That's a race that Don Diego de Vega's come out and franked the form. So look, I think it's, as I said, handlebars down from the outside. Hopefully takes the lead, and the dry track hopefully doesn't pose any concerns. So I'm pretty keen on November Falls there, mate. Did you have any opinion of that race?
No, I'll probably steer clear, but I did tip it up as well. I think you're on it there. It's gonna be really hard to beat. Good record at the track, and I do like backing Mitch Beer. I think he's still underrated.
He's a very, very good trainer, Mitch Beer. And for those who don't follow him on Twitter and social media, you should get on there because he's a little bit of a comedian as well. And
Yeah, he is.
as everyone saw on there today, he's pretty keen on his barn meat pork rolls. So, but he can train horses, mate. And he's a trainer that we've started working with recently and been very, very impressed with what the whole team are doing out there. So, kudos to the Mitch Beer Racing team, and hopefully they do get a good result on the weekend. Race 7 is a benchmark 88 over the 1100 meters, and you're pretty keen on one here.
Yeah, I'm gonna multi the Godolphin ones. I just think Fleetwood's the class here. No knock on She's a Listener, who's going well, but I thought Fleetwood, good thing beaten at 262 back in open company, and then last start really good in open company as well. That looks the right form here. 55 kegs J Mac, very, very hard to beat with that setup. And then I think the race falls apart after the first two in the market. I will launch straight into the next race, mate, because they're just a multi. But again, the Godolphin run at Barrier One, I don't think many people missed it. I know it was on the heavy, but yeah, a lot to like about that win, mate. It didn't even get off second gear. So I'm worried about Vivier because I know Zara's coming for one ride. It's 13s into 460, so clearly that's ready to run. That's probably the bit of the multi I'm worried about, but 270 into $2.10, 220. I think, oh, sorry, $2. Yeah, you should be looking at a decent-ish enough multi. I think they're the two Godolphin runners to follow this weekend. The later race, the one I'm weary of with Vivier, I think that's obviously the danger. Are you keen on those Godolphin runners as well, mate?
Yeah, mate, I actually have Kerguelen down here as a tip of mine. I think it's one of the better bets on the program. Obviously, you've mentioned a lot about the horse, but won by 9.5 lengths on debut at Kembla Grange in a provincial maiden. That's been a very poor form race, and nothing's come out of it. But it was 9.5 length win, and it was very good against the clock. And then narrow second to Cool Jakey second up. But as you mentioned, that 10th of July win took the cheap seats, heavy track. That was a trial for the horse. Zach Lloyd didn't even get the persuader out. It was extremely good win, very good to the eye. We haven't seen the horse on a good track. However, he's won two trials, one on a soft five, one on a synthetic. Oh, I think we could see something really special on the weekend. And I'm taking the $2.70. I'm jumping aboard. I echo your thoughts, Vivier. But sometimes I see something I really like, and I'm very, very keen on Kerguelen.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to pronounce it.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna give it a go, mate. I wasn't gonna give it
Oh, mate, the way
a
I handle these race names these days, I just have a look and whatever comes out. As long as people know what we're talking
go.
about, that's all that matters.
That's it.
We'll head down to Caulfield now, mate, where, as I mentioned before, the track at the moment's a good 4 and the rail's out 4 meters. They're predicting 2 to 9 millimeters on Saturday. So, look, it's too hard to sort of judge that. If they get the 2 mil, we'll probably remain dry. If they get 7 or 8 to 9 on race day, we'll get into the wet track. But couple of races there that I'm pretty keen on, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts as well. Race 2, mate, it's the 2-year-old Chairman's Club Handicap, 1200 meters. Peter Moody filly here, she smashes 14 and $3.80. She's a brave smash filly. She's had the three starts, a win, and a third at Pakenham before. Obviously, Moody has seen enough from the horse, and she went and contested the Magic Knight Stakes at Rose Hill, which is a really good 2-year-old fillies race. And sometimes it's very hard to line up those sort of 2-year-old form Victorian to Sydney. But what I do know is that Magic Knight Stakes race is very good form. Drifting Shadow Mirabelle, Castagna fly fly in that race, and she missed the kick that day. I thought sectionally home she was as good as any in the race. She's obviously better horse when ridden forward. Blake Shin goes aboard here. He's the best jockey in the country at the moment for mine. I think he's in seriously good form. Barrier four. I think the horse is going to be right there, and I think the price is silly. Oh, I could mark the horse half, so I'm pretty keen on She Smashes, mate. Was there any sort of 2-year-olds in this race that caught your eye?
No, I'll probably steer clear of this, but I'll keep an eye on what you said. And you're spot on about Shin. I was on Lovazoo yesterday, or one of them, and just straight to the front from the wide draw. And it, his patience just to find intent and then get them to settle is perfect. He's riding like a madman. I know Damian Lane had a huge stint for a few months there, at the end of last year, start of this year, but now Shin's just been dominant for ages. You can back him with a fair bit of confidence, can't you?
Mate, I'm in a group chat with a couple of my mates, and Dad said I question some of their sexuality sometimes when they start talking about Blake Shin, especially the other day when he went out to Grafton. I think for the Grafton Cup, one ride, deny knowledge. I think all the boys put all their chips into one basket, and they were very happy with that. So, but seriously, his horses are travelling for him. He's going extremely good, and he's riding everywhere. He's putting himself out and about. So, well done to him, but you can always back your horses with confidence when you see him on the horse. I'm pretty keen on a horse in race five at Caulfield too, which is another jockey that I really like. The horse is Kundalini, $3. I just think you'd find it hard to find negatives out of any piece of work, public work this horse has done, that being, trials and races. The horse's 2-year-old form is very strong, with a second to Don Corleone on debut before a second to Learning to Fly in the English Millennium. The horse has moved from Kira Ma to Graham Begnaud, which is an interesting run, but her recent jump out was extremely good to the eye. I think she's going to be quite forward, looking at that jump out, and I just think that, I think she's the best horse in the race. Barrier two, Damien Lane aboard. She's drawn perfect for her racing pattern, and I know that I think it's probably a positive. She's only had the two race starts so far as a 3-year-old, and here she turns up in a race where I think she's well placed. Do you have any thoughts there?
No, I'll probably stick out this one again, mate. But yeah, I'll definitely be following. I did see it was running and had a bit of a look. I do have a decent opinion of it, so I'll be jumping on.
I know what you're doing there, mate. You've seen how I tipped up horses last weekend, and any that I'm keen on, you're just sticking clear of the race. Nah, but in all seriousness, you're keen on one in race six, which is a 1200 meter handicap race. What do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going with the form of, I think it's Fleetwood, that it's into. So, just the form lines you got right to party, Fleetwood's the Black Cloud. I'm with the favourite in this. I just think it's bringing in the perfect form lines, ready to win, and I guess yeah, I trust all the horses that have sort of won around that. I think the Black Cloud won superbly the other day. Down the straight from memory, and yeah, I'm definitely with a favorite in this, mate. I think this is the right race for it to knock over. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with you there, mate. It's not one that I was really keen to get involved in. Not trying to steal your thunder there, like you said, but there's just a couple of horses in this race that, seem to be going really well a long time ago. Steel City, for example, we haven't seen the best of that horse for quite some time now. And early doors
Yeah.
of the 2-year-old, I thought that horse was going to be, flying onto the scene and sort of putting in good performances, but I haven't been able to get the best out of that horse, although last start was an improvement. But mate, I'll be with Prince Zero as well. Good draw. Phil Stokes is going fantastic as a with these horses in Victoria at the moment. And yeah, I'm keen to be aboard with you there. Kembla Grange heading down to my local track now, which is fantastic. This is another track that's probably going to have its second good four for the entire 12-month racing calendar season. So very interesting. And I'm interested to hear if you're with number two or number four here, because they're two horses I really like.
It's my phone's heating up, so I can't load the. Do you mind telling me who the runners are?
So you got Zaragoza is a $6.50 chance. Take
Yeah.
Me to Church, $4.60. Any of those your selections?
Yeah, wow. I didn't realize Sarah Gozer would be 650. That's who I'm with. I think that's a huge price. Yeah, really hard to beat, mate. I think this is the right race for it. It brings in some superb form. Is that who's the favorite?
Favorites take me to church. Rory Hutchings for Richard and Will Friedman.
Yeah, it's a tricky race. I mean, there's plenty that have upside, but yeah, I'm with Zara Goza. I think sixes is big. What about you,
Well,
mate? Do you have any thoughts on this one?
yeah, I know what you're saying because when I was looking at Kemba Grange form before we did this podcast, the odds weren't out as well. So, I like doing form for races without knowing the odds, and then that's obviously caught us off guard there when you couldn't load the screen up. But I actually sent out Zaragoza when the horse was first up there racing in Sydney, way up in grade, and it was obviously going from a, I think it was a maiden or class one win to a benchmark 78 in Sydney on a heavy track. I thought that the horse might be able to come and spring a surprise there, but it wasn't to be. But however, we're talking benchmark 78 back to class one grade home track. I guess the only thing that the Price Racing team probably would have liked would have been a wet track because Zaragoza's got some really, really good form on them wet tracks. But that's not to say he doesn't handle a firm deck. And, his one career win that was very impressive was on this home track. So I'm also with Zaragoza. I do like Take Me to Church as well. But yeah, I'm with Zaragoza. And the only other horse I was sort of keen to mention over that Kembla Grange meeting on the weekend was Mega Fight in race two. I know that he's had 13 chances. He's had seven placings and hasn't been able to get the win there. But shout out to the Brilliance Racing fellas that have a share in this horse. I think he's been there or thereabouts in these maiden races recently, and he won't get a better setup than this. There's good pace in front of him with three on speed horses. Barrier four, Robbie Downey should just sit in behind the speed. $2.80, I think rightfully so. And the only thing that could slow him down on the weekend, I believe, is him being extremely deep into the preparation, but he should get every single chance on Saturday. And I think Mega Fight's going to be hard to beat in race two. You have anything in that race, mate?
Yeah, I've been in on him a few times this prep. He's ready to win. Absolutely. As long as, like you said though, mate, it is end of season, a few horses coming to the end of the prep, but he's run a few placings this prep, hasn't he? And there's been a few handy ones, so I think really hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. And you sort of lose lose faith in these horses that have numerous opportunities, but they're actually racing quite well. They're just not getting the job done. I think one day there at Hawkesbury he missed the kick, two lengths, bolted up the inside rail and went down a nose, and you think, geez, there's the maiden just absolutely gone, like horses going quite well. Mate, Brisbane, Doomben, race two. I think this is the best placed horse in the country on the weekend. Only short odds, $2.40. Madame Odette, obviously, didn't get the job done last start. Narrowly went down. The horse is fourth up now, though, and drops back from a 0.2 length second in benchmark 85 company to a set weights class 3 mile. Drawn to sit in the running line with James Orman aboard. This is just dead set perfect, and I honestly don't think that she could be placed in a better race ever. So I think Madame Odette's one of the best bets over the weekend. I know that there are a couple of horses in this race dropping back in grade. The horse isn't just dropping back in grade and the only one doing so. But I believe Odette's going to be hard to beat, and James Orman's a very good rider. So, mate, we're talking your territory out there, Doomben. Did you have an opinion of that race or any of Doomben you like?
I thought you were going to sneak out the word moral there for a second. You were getting there, I think. I think you're spot on, mate. He's superbly placed. It's the same as there was one yesterday, New South Wales runner that ran in Queensland, Margoni, and I think it was still threes or fours, and I thought, geez, if this has just got that. Sometimes they place them from Sydney, don't they? But yeah, anyways, that's perfectly placed in this field. You're spot on. It's super hard to beat. Maybe we could multi that up, mate, with the two Godolphin runners that we've both touched on, and see if those three can get the job done.
I think that's not a bad shout. Fleetwood, Kerguelen into Madame Odette. In regards to that moral word, mate, what you'll find, and you know yourself, tipsters are pretty keen to throw that word out. However, when they do throw it out, they've usually put together three or four winning weeks in a row. And I certainly haven't done that. So, that's why I held that one back. And I'll probably have the ability to slow down Madame Odette on the weekend. But, it's just placement, He could have won a benchmark 85 with a bit of luck last start. Now you've got a class three set weights where it's not penalized in the weight scale. I think it's extremely hard to beat. So, mate, let's hope we've tipped up a couple of winners there. I'm really looking forward to the weekend. I think the dry track at Randwick, dry track at Kembla Grange, and hopefully a dry track at Caulfield. And if we avoid the win this weekend, it's just going to be really, really exciting racing to watch. And these are sort of form lines I'm keen to follow. So I'm looking forward to that. Have you got what? Well, obviously, you like those two Godolphin runners. Are they your best bets over the weekend?
I think now the prices have come out at Kembla, I probably wouldn't be too turned off Zaragoza, honestly. Yeah, mate, I think that's a really big price. As you said, bit hard to know what kind of track it's after. It's only really early in its career, but yeah, back at Kembla, that's pretty well placed. I mean, it was $1.55 when it won and beat Hell's Itch, who's been running really well since. So the form's nice. And even when it lost by 6 lengths last run, in that race was Jetabil, who we've touched on. So I think losing by 6 lengths to Jetabil doesn't read that bad. And it's 8s into 650 already since markets have opened. So yeah, that should run really well.
You've been text messaging my mate Lukey Price, haven't you? He's absolutely wrapped with the way Zaragoza is going at the moment, and I'm sure they're going to go into the
Nice.
weekend's race with a little bit of confidence because the horse has been trialing and training quite well. So, good luck with that one, mate, with your best bet. Mine, obviously, if Madame Odette remains over the $2.30 price, I think I'll go with that as my best bet. The other one I was quite keen on was Kerguelen, but I'm going to back every runner that I've mentioned on the podcast in my selections, with a bit of confidence on the weekend. And this is what you got to do in racing. I know I threw out a duck egg last week, but I'm hoping the conditions are right this week, and I'm really looking forward to the racing on the weekend, mate. So, thanks again for joining me. We did have a couple of issues there with the quality of the coverage early in the podcast this week, but it didn't stop us from getting all of our horses out again, which is the most important thing, mate. And as I said, thanks for joining me again.
Yeah, cheers, brother. Good luck to everyone.
Cheers, mate. Good luck, guys.